I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kyrgyzstan's deposed president rallied and warned of bloodshed. Audio Scripture Ministries has a ministry partner in the heart of the situation. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says they're wondering what the interim government will do.
There really is a lack of central power right now in the country.
Things seem to be settling down, but change is coming. Dudenhofer urges prayer.
It would be very favorable to more freedom, more ministry opportunities, take away some of the gang-like feeling that was present within the previous government.
Next, Sudan's election commission is extending voting until Thursday. These historic elections are a test to the fragile unity of the country, which means conflict could erupt. Africa Inland Mission's Phil Beiler says,
"We had the same concern, enough so that we have pulled all of our AIM personnel out of the country for these days until the results are announced and we can see how the country is reacting to the results of the election."
Ministry has been disrupted. However, Beiler thinks they'll be back on track again soon.
"We're fully anticipating, hoping, and expecting to be back in Sudan again in a few weeks from now if all goes well, and continuing our mission ministry there."
And today, there are 820 million people living in Europe, but less than 2% of them are followers of Christ. Greater Europe Mission is doing something about it. Ministry President Henry Dineen says they bathe their work in prayer. These prayer efforts have allowed GEM to reach out into Bulgaria, which is strategic.
"There's sort of a pipeline for the Muslim world from Turkey through Bulgaria up to cities like Cologne, Germany."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.